Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been...
And still is.
Otto Loos.
There you go.
And, of course, we're listening to the Christina Lu Show, which is the high point of everybody's
day. Oh, thank you, guys.
but an interesting thing that... And I can't get into politics. We don't do that on this show. But all this stuff going back and forth between Trump and Russia. In the paper yesterday, there was an article about a gentleman who's considered the werewolf of Siberia. And he is ranked as the worst serial killer in the world. And he was just arrested, and he confessed to killing 81 people. This is in the paper yesterday.
81?
81 people.
Wow.
There's 29 women and the rest were men. But 81 people collectively he killed in Russia.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, wow. So that's a lot less than 100, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's going fast.
That means that Christina's birthday is less than 100 days
that's
away.
That's right.
Wow. How did that happen, you guys?
We're down to 81 days.
And I know
days.
We were on break, but wow.
How do you pick a serial killer?
First Gracie Allen, now the serial killer, guys. I mean, there's just so many similarities all around here.
I couldn't get any better today.
The werewolf of Siberia.
You know, that is my nickname on occasion, guys.
So we're under 100. Wow. The clock is ticking.
I mean, I don't even know how, you know, I mean, I know you're on break, but now we're at 81. We're under 100. That just
81?
Happened.
81? You're starting to get nervous, I would guess.
I got to start planning. I know that. I know what I'm going to have to do this weekend. Wow. Well, there we go. 81, guys. Here we go. Let the countdown really begin.
Jump.
But, you know, enough about my wonderful birthday and the werewolf of Siberia. But North Hempstead, we had announced this, you know, before, you know, the end of 2016 this came out, and it's starting to get calls, which is very exciting, is that North Hempstead expanded Project Independence Transportation Program to include discounted taxi rides for residents with disabilities, which has been great. You know, the process is a little different because you need to be approved by either Able Ride or AccessoRide to be part of this program, too. So you would need to show that card that shows your eligibility. But it's great. It's the same premise as the discounted medical transportation for seniors. So it's going well. It's very exciting. You know, but you also need to, as our program, you need to have a collapsible wheelchair. Unfortunately, we can't, if you're stuck in the wheelchair, we're not able to transport you because we don't have the vehicles to do so. But we're working on it, and it's going well, so we're just really encouraging people to spread the word about this great new initiative, because it's exciting.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's been very an exciting journey, and everyone that's been on that disabilities committee has really just been doing wonderful things, so.
Now, is this started with Jackie? Is this the same one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Jackie and a couple of other residents, you know, spoke to Supervisor Bosworth about this, and we're explaining, you know, she's, you know, and Jackie's such a wonderful, I mean, not only in Project Independence world, but, you know, in her own, you know, she's always advocating for disability rights. So it's just, it's really wonderful. And the fact that, you know, they formed this committee and this happened, and I was talking to Jackie actually at our Project Independence 10-year celebration, and she says to me, she said, you know, I just keep telling her this happened so fast. And that's what other residents couldn't even fathom. They said, wow, like, this really happened fast. And she's like, well, this is like what happens when you involve Project Independence in the mix of things. You have, you know, the administration, Project Independence, and it was really wonderful that this.
She does very good work.
Yeah.
She really does.
It was just, I'm glad that we were able to get this going.
One interesting thing from Jackie, and I said once, she has a disabled daughter.
Right.
And I said to her, you know, we talked, and I said, you know, you have a disabled daughter. And she corrected me.
I love it.
I have a daughter with a disability.
Yeah.
She don't, and she was right. She goes, and you know, it's one of those things that kills her. You don't call a person disabled person.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. It's a person first with a disability.
Right.
Which I think,
when
she said
it does,
I keep that in my mind at all times.
No, that's a good
true.
Point because it makes you think.
Right, it doesn't define, you know, the whole
You look
person.
At them as a person who happen to have a problem.
Right.
You know, which some people live with and do whatever they can. You got to give people credit who have disabilities.
And Jackie's the best. Jackie has all, because I think she'll even, you know, if you don't have disabilities, she calls you like temporarily abled or something. You know, she's got all these little catchphrases, you know, that really make sense in the whole situation. So I'm excited for this disability committee. You know, I'm sure there will be new innovations that will come out of this too. So
actually, I'm going to throw one more thing out here when you're talking about amazing people with disabilities. No, this police officer who died the other day?
McDonald.
A heart attack. Steve McDonald.
McDonald, right.
That's a person. That, yeah. I mean, that wasn't a disability. He was shot 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It was amazing. But how he lived 30 years and was active, I mean, obviously, doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize in home it wasn't the easiest life in a wheelchair and a tube and everything else. But he contributed to society. He, yeah. As a human being, you can say nothing.
He was paralyzed from the neck down.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what a way. I mean, other people wouldn't have done a thing and just lament. Yeah. 30 years of active,
positive
participation in life. Yeah.
Right.
You said it better.
Right.
I digress. Now we go back to
Christine. No, that was definitely something to me. And North Hempstead got a shining star yet again. It's the sixth straight year that they were recognized for excellence in financial reporting. So it's a certificate of achievement that they received. And it's the Government of Finance Officers Association, which is definitely a wonderful thing North Hempstead prides himself in. And it's all part of this, open transparency kind of system that they have going on. So it was great. So kudos to everyone at North Hempstead for this, for 6 years in a row of wonderful stuff going on. Project Independence certainly has tons of things coming up. The program that's been largely popular is this we were talking about a little earlier, about a little spin of it that's going to be at the Yes We Can Community Center. And this is Color for the Health of It. It's presented by Audrey Dinsdale, who is one of our social workers. It's great for socialization. You can meditate really during it. And I mean, if anyone has seen these coloring things, they are not your average coloring book. They're very, very meticulous. I actually gave a bunch of them out for the holidays because everyone, it's quite the crowd pleaser. But it's really fun, and you get to meet new people in the community. You can bring your own lunch and sit there and just really have a wonderful time with different PI members and Audrey. That's at the Roslyn Community Center, and that is going to be on Thursday, January 26th, from 11:15 to 12:15. So you can call 311 for that. And also we have our World in Motion is reconvening with Martha Cohen at Clinton G. Martin Park. And that is quite the lively group. If anyone has attended, you could definitely vouch for that. I see all kinds of crazy things written on the chalkboard when they get done. And it's wonderful. It's all about current world issues. And you have a very wonderful discussion about that. And that's Clinton G. Martin Park on January 24th from 2:15 to 3:15.
What do they have to talk about?
I know. I mean, I guess there's nothing really going on out there in the world.
Going on in the world.
It's such a quiet time for all of us.
Yeah, right.
So certainly I think her membership has increased because I think a lot of people, need to discuss a lot of things that are going on. And it's important, to have that little space to do so. So if you're interested in World in Motion or any of our social discussion groups, we really just want to remind people that they're still going strong, all of our different social groups. There's the social discussion group that meets at Parkville Library. There's the men's group that meets also at Parkville Library on Fridays. There's the Romeos, of course, that are the first and third Monday of every month that meet at the Atria.
And the show I read, David's coming next week.
Yeah, and he will be talking about those Romeos. Yeah. And, we have a senior talk group that Nancy Mizrahi, who's one of my coworkers, facilitates, which is a great group, too. And that's at the Roslyn Community Center. And then we have the Blankets of Love group for all those knitters out there. That's on Tuesdays at Clinton G. Martin Park. So, and just a shout out to the Blankets of Love group because the blankets they made, they laid them out around the holidays to decide where they were going to donate them because there was like over 30 something blankets they made, and they're very elaborate, beautiful quilts. And it was just phenomenal. And they were so happy and they were just figuring out all different places too. And they really want to donate to places that aren't necessarily getting donations, as much as other organizations. So kudos to them. It's such a talented, wonderful group. So anything you are interested in, Project Independence will try and find us a spot for you. And we also want to remind people that the exercise classes for Project Independence for spring, the registration is going to start, but you cannot call until February 1st. So we just want to remind you. We want to remind everyone we're trying to keep, because people would tend to call in advance. We're trying to have it as organized as possible because these classes are certainly the hot classes, and they're wonderful. They're free. And there's Zumba, there's line dancing, there's yoga, there's fitness. So there's and it's at all different centers around North Hempstead too. But February 1st is when you can register for that. So do not call before because you will be told you cannot register.
Now, 1201 February 1st.
I know. Yes, I wouldn't. Don't even laugh, John, because I wouldn't be surprised that 311 will be getting those phone calls. So that's just definitely stay tuned for that. And another wonderful story that came up is that two Boy Scouts made donations to different town parks, which I thought was absolutely lovely because one of them, his name was Yanni, and he, which we all love here, he made a bat box, which is one of our favorite things of 2016 that we discussed. I know Otto was quite fascinated with the bat boxes as well.
Very, very. Yeah.
And this Boy Scout troop, so it was donated to Clark Botanic Garden, Albertson, and it was a part of his Eagle Scout requirement.
I've since had numerous discussions at dinner about bats.
I have too, because when I walked away from it, I thought I just kept thinking the cutest little thing was this little tiny bat box.
I still don't know how the bats and the birds can tell these things apart.
Otto, you have to put that on your list. Otto certainly has a lot of things to do, but now he could watch and see and what actually goes on there. So you might have to attend one of these events that go on.
Maybe start a bat watching club.
Bring that up to PI at the next advisory committee. But he constructed a bunch of multiple boxes, which is really wonderful. And he donated the remainder of the funds that he raised, which was $2,303, to Clark Botanic Garden to support the wildlife in the garden, which, of course, was adorable as well. And another Eagle Scout, Kevin, helped was part of the cleanup along the Hempstead Harbor Trail in Port Washington and the construction and installation of a new picnic bench that's on the trail. So everyone could check out Kevin's work on the trail this summer at the wonderful Hempstead Harbor Trail. So it's just great. I love that these, the town is really involved with the Eagle Scouts, I know,
right,
and the Girl Scouts as well, planted a tree, you know, so there's a lot that goes on. So it's nice when these little partnerships go on too. So
I didn't realize until recently, and these are tremendous, you young men doing this stuff, that a lot of the American presidents have been Eagle Scouts. Which I didn't even know what an Eagle Scout was, to be honest with you, until in the last year and a half.
Yeah,
but it's quite a tremendous accomplishment.
So get your child an Eagle Scout to be the next president. So there you go.
Well, I think what it is, and I didn't do it either, but I believe what it shows is somebody has a stick-to-itiveness.
Yes.
Right.
To they have a goal that they want to hit, and they keep working at it.
No, it is true. And it's always coupled with, helping the community kind of issue. So it's nice because you're teaching them from a young age how important it is to be involved in making your community nice. So it's kudos,
Christina,
to them.
I don't know if you're going to hit on this, but I'm going to bring it up.
You can bring it up. Bring it on.
Introduction to computers and the internet.
Yes.
Which, as you know, is always near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
For seniors. And it came up earlier today with the doctor about the your ability to be able to get on the internet, and you could follow your own health and the whole bit that goes along with it. So maybe you could mention.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a class, and we've offered it a bunch of times, and now it's still currently going on as well. And his name is Arger Davis. He's actually a PI volunteer who is in this field, and he's going to be teaching people how to navigate the internet, emails, Microsoft programs, and just how to communicate with friends and family, too. So that's Mondays at the Yes We Can Community Center at 10 a.m.
And that's 311.
Yes. Register for that.
For anybody who wants to look into that one. Basically, we're out of time again. It's
that's
an amazing show. It goes 2 hours. It flies by. And actually, the building is a little bit light today. It's just Otto and Dan Cox, who is the engineer and our director of broadcasting here, and Christina and myself. So on behalf of us all, great listening, great show today. And next week, we will be having...
I'm not even totally sure who's on next week, but it should be quite the fun-filled show.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Have a good week, everybody.